This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
Wow. It's just like, you know, crazy. Like, you're in a building and, like, you, just like, say, for instance, you're just in a room in a building and you hear rain. Like, oh, okay, it's raining outside. You come out of the building into, like, the main hallway and you just see it raining inside the building. It's like, what is going on?
Oh, it's raining inside?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in the hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. If you like that, you can head on over to twitch.tv/TJSpider every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central to join in as we record the show live. This is episode 173. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Ashley. How's it going, Ashley?
You know, it's going all right. I didn't really do much today.
Yeah?
I kind of chilled because, the past few days, we were setting up the classroom. I had to get up early, and I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
So today I slept in and kind of just hung around. But yeah, not bad. How about you?
I would say about the same. It's been okay. I finally get a break from training. Even though the only thing that changed in my wake-up schedule, normally I'll get up and I'll log into work for 6:30 on a normal day when I'm not training. But when I am training, I'll log in for 7:30. So it's about an hour difference. But I think that hour difference, because that 3 weeks straight of me getting up at 7:30 and now me going back to getting up at 6:30, it's like...
Oh my God.
Was that Toby?
Yeah, what?
He's not happy about me waking up at 6:30 either.
I don't know what he's barking at. That scared me. I was not... He was just sleeping. Anyway. Yeah, it's always... It's even like when, we go to Chicago or something and it's only an hour difference in, time, and it's still somehow you feel it. So, yeah, I can imagine, waking up at different times, even though it's only an hour.
Yeah.
Like, whether you get an extra hour to sleep in or you have to wake up an extra hour early, that definitely makes a difference.
It really does. And let me see. That was last Friday. Well, Friday night, I should say. What was I doing? I don't remember.
Good question.
I'm trying to remember if I stayed up late Friday night. Because I just know that Saturday, I ended up sleeping in until, 11, almost 12. Mm. And then, of course, that just ruins my sleep schedule on the weekend. Because you wake up super late and you end up going to sleep again super late. And then, so I think that Sunday night, I ended up going to sleep probably, 4 in the morning and then getting up at 6:30. So that could have a lot to do with me being tired as well. And it's just my entire sleep schedule is off. I'd like to say, because next week I'm going to be taking off from work for a few days, I'd like to say that I'd get my sleep schedule back on track on those days that I'm taking off, but I know that's not going to happen. It's going to be essentially the weekend all over again. I'm going to stay up super late at night and then wake up super late during the day. So,
That's how I am.
I just can't bring myself to go to sleep at a reasonable hour during the week. I can't do it. Yeah. I would have to be extremely tired to go to sleep before 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I,
Sleep is for the weak.
When I first started having to work and get up early, I did end up going to sleep at like 9 o'clock some days, where it was like if I had to get up, you know, depending on how early I had to go in, because I'd have to get up early to shower and stuff, and I'd be exhausted from working and stuff, so I'd end up going to bed at like 9. But that was years ago. Nowadays, it's just like it's like back in my high school days. Like when I was in high school, it was like I would probably get about like 5 to 6 hours of sleep every day that I had school. It was like perfectly fine. And nowadays, I'm not perfectly fine. I only end up getting like, you know, a maximum of like 7 hours of sleep on like a work day. That's just how it ends up working out. I just can't bring myself to go to sleep early. Even if I take like melatonin, it doesn't really like work as well as it should.
Yeah.
So I still have to, you know, get up and go to work, but then it doesn't matter how sleepy I am, I'll end up going to sleep at like freaking, like you said, like 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I can't go to bed any earlier than that. My body just decides no.
Yeah. I feel like melatonin is one of the biggest waste of money of anything that I've ever bought. Because it takes almost like virtually no time for my body to become adjusted to it and to render it effectively useless. Because I bought some months ago, and I rarely take it. Unless I go through this like extreme stretch of days where I'm going to sleep 3-4 a.m. every night. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I need to, for whatever reason, need to go to sleep early. I need to put my body on the system where I'm going to sleep at least a little bit early. 1 or 2 is fine. Okay. But like 3 or 4, getting like 2 hours of sleep every night is like, all right, I need a little bit more. And so I'll take some melatonin, and what I'll do is I'll take it super early. Take it like maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock, just because I know it's going to take a while to take effect. And so it'll make me sleepy probably about 1 or 2 a.m. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm feeling it and I'll go to sleep. If I were to do that again for a second consecutive night, it just won't work at all. Like, I have to take it, if I want to feel any effects on it, I would have to take it weeks and weeks apart.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't really kept track of things like that, because I just never think about it. I just don't keep track.
Mm-hmm.
I know I took it every day this week that I worked, so like the 3 days, because we didn't have too much to do. And that's pretty much the only times I take it is when I know the next day I'm going to have to get up early. Or I actually did take it every day up north because my sleep schedule is so messed up like here. So I would take it up north just to guarantee that I could get to sleep hopefully at a decent time, because I'd still end up waking up early enough because I sleep out in the living room there. So as soon as like one person's awake, I'm awake. And I did pretty well there of going to sleep no later than 1. But also, you know, there's so much, like, you travel there and then so much sun and being around, like, family and stuff that by the end of the night, like, some of my family would still be up. I'm like, can you go to bed so I can go to bed, please? You're in my bedroom. I can't, like, do anything.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice. But, like, when I'm just here, especially if I'm, like, on my phone, or even if I put my phone down, if I'm just not tired enough, I just won't go to sleep and I'll just sit there forever, and it just sucks. But you know, that's why I take melatonin probably more often than I should, but I don't do it too often. Once I get back into the swing of my normal schedule for work, I'll be fine. But I just don't know exactly when that'll be. It'll be a surprise.
Surprise.
Whenever
everybody.
My body's good. Yeah. but yeah. Not a bad week or anything. Have double the amount of kids that we had last year so far.
Oh really?
Yeah, so that'll be fun. and last year we had mostly girls. This year we'll have mostly boys, so it'll be a pretty different dynamic.
Yeah.
So it'll be, there'll be a lot, there's a lot of different things going on this year, so it'll be very interesting. I'm excited about that and to like meet the kids. We got to meet one so far because she came for a tour on the days when we were like setting up the room and stuff.
Okay.
That'll be fun. When I was walking Toby just a little bit ago, there was a couple of things. There was saw a Blue Lives Matter flag. That was fun.
Oh, wow.
but I also saw a giant pile of ants. That was cool.
Okay.
Like, you know how sometimes there's like a bunch of ants that just like, I don't know what they do, but they're all just like in a pile. And this is probably like one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. I was going to take a picture of it, but there were people like at the house right next door who were standing around talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want them to like see me take a picture of something, because from where they were, I don't think they could see that it was ants.
Yeah.
So I just kept walking. And then the other day when I was walking past the park, I found some bones.
Just bones?
Bones. Definitely animal bones. I don't know what they are, though. But I was like, what is going on? And then it was the same thing of like, there was a guy there, so I didn't take a picture till like later when I walked by again and I took a picture.
Okay.
I was just like, anyone want some bones? Because my friend likes bones and my sister, I don't know, she like is interested in that kind of stuff or like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what she's into, but she's talked before about like how people do like, you know, taxidermy for bugs and stuff. Like I have two butterflies like right there, you know, that are, they've been taxidermied or whatever. I was like, you want some bones? And she was like, oh, I can have that for my, I don't know, whatever. I was like, okay. It's like, go to the park. They're there. I don't know if you want to go ahead. I don't know what it is, but they're there. Go out, go for it. And she's like, well, where? I was like, well, you know, like if this road's here and this road right here, you'll see them. You'll find them eventually. It's not that big of an area. I don't know if anyone's actually going to.
Yeah, I was about to ask if she went out and actually went and got them.
I don't know. I'll have to ask her, see if, like, be like, are you, like, did you actually get those? Or are you actually planning on it? Or were you just, like, curious to see them? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
what's your plan here? Before someone else takes it. I don't know how long they've been there. I've never, like, I know before, because I walked my dog past that area. I know before there was, like, a groundhog that got hit. But that was only, like, definitely sometime during this summer. I want to say it was only like a month and a half ago max. I can't remember if it was before or after Chicago. It was definitely after up north, I feel like, though. And so I don't think it would be the same thing, because I don't think it would already be bones if it was only that short amount of time.
True, unless somebody came. Unless something came. Or somebody, you know, who knows? But unless something came and like started feasting on the carcass or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I can send you a picture if you want later.
Investigate it.
What do you think this is? It's definitely a small creature, but what do you think? But yeah, exciting past few days in the neighborhood department, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, it's just been, I don't know, just like afternoon thunderstorms around here lately.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, for whatever reason, you get to about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, thunder starts rolling in. About maybe between 4 and 6, it'll rain for a little bit, and then it'll stop. Like, the entire morning, it's nice and sunny outside. Afternoon, thunder starts rolling in, then it starts raining in the early evening, and then it's just done.
Huh.
And it's been like that consecutively for probably like a week and a half now.
Yeah, it was for a while. It was like raining quite a bit, or like specifically storming quite a bit for like, I don't know, it was at least a week or two. But the at least this week, I think the weekend was fine. I know this week so far, I don't think it's like rained. I think there's been chances that it, like, it could, but I don't think it has, at least not, like, right here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess it's, like, that where it's kind of starting to turn into fall, and then sometimes we get rain, I don't know, storms. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, I know, like, constantly, whenever I go on, like, the news website or whatever, just to see what's going on over the day or something, there'll always be like a flood warning for somewhere. And I'm like, dang, why? Like every day I've gone there, like, I don't know if they just, I feel like they had, it's not like they just haven't taken it off. And it's not for like my area. It's like, I don't know, one of the other areas, but I don't know if it's like, if it's raining over there or if they just have like a river that like is close to being overflowed. I have no idea. But every day that I go out there, it's like flood warning. I'm like, why? Where? Still? Is it the same like flood warning, or is it a new one?
It's just a it's a continuous flood warning that just overlaps every day.
Yeah, like it just doesn't go away. I don't know.
but speaking of flooding, I don't know if you saw. I want to say it was either early this week or late last week. The state capitol building in Austin, Texas, just flooded like crazy. Like, I don't know what kind of rain they were getting, but I don't know if you remember Brandon Farmahini, who used to work at Rooster Teeth. So he had posted a video or retweeted a video that somebody had posted on Twitter of they were walking in like the back hallways of the Capitol building, and it was like knee level water.
Wow.
It's just crazy. And then there was another video from I guess like an atrium area and one of the halls at the University of Texas at Austin, where it was raining, but it was like it was raining inside. Because they had, because you know, with the atrium areas, the high ceilings and like the gabled windows or whatever at the, on the top of the roof or whatever, and so the rain was just coming in through the ceiling. And it's like, wow, it's just like you know, crazy. Like you're in a building and like you, just like say for instance, you're just in a room in a building and you hear rain. Like, oh, okay, it's raining outside. You come out of the building into like the main hallway and you just see it raining inside the building. It's like, what is going on?
Oh, it's raining inside.
But it was just crazy. But they were
been getting a lot of rain.
I guess I haven't really been looking too much at the weather that's been going on over in Texas, but at least for that day or those past couple days, they have been getting a good bit of rain. So it just it stemmed into a conversation about, you know, infrastructure bills in Texas and how the politicians in Texas, you know, their priorities are misaligned, and money that could have been used for weatherproofing of older buildings, you know, for preservation purposes have been allocated to funds elsewhere and stuff like that. So,
like, I know my dad was saying something about that recently, where just like our roads here, they're really bad. And like, I mean, that's the case with a lot of, you know, like states up more up north because of just winter, you know, because as soon as you get a crack, then once the snow and ice gets in there and freezes, or the water gets in there and it freezes or whatever and expands, so it makes bigger cracks. So like that makes sense. But my dad's like, no, see, I travel all over the state for work. We specifically in our city have like the worst roads in the state that I've seen. I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. Like they just don't care about that kind of stuff here. But then we also have so many like, you know, abandoned buildings and stuff that it's like, they just don't get torn down and they just decay worse and worse because it's so expensive to tear them down. So if they don't even have money to tear down or fix up or anything of like old houses or burned down houses or whatever, you know, they're not gonna be able to fix up the roads.
Yeah.
So, and then when they do like fix up the roads, they do that thing where they go around and they like put more asphalt or whatever in like the cracks, like in the potholes. And then eventually that just makes it worse because then instead of like I don't know if it's worse, but it just also is bad because they don't level it out with the road, so then it sticks up. So instead of your car falling down into the pothole,
you're hitting a bump.
It just bumps over it. Yeah, and then they're all in like one little area. So as you're going through it, like bump, 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 like, all the time. There's so many roads that are like that. So it's like you can't win. It's either a pothole or it's one of those things. So either way, you're either going down or up, but it's going to mess with your car, you know? Right.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's definitely the same way here. But I think our road issues, you know, it stems from a different problem than you guys. Because like you said, you have the ice and the snow and the water getting into the cracks and then it refreezes and expands and then it makes your roads uneven. With us, with New Orleans being below sea level and built on top of a swamp, the foundation of our city is constantly shifting, you know, because, you know, a couple, you know, stories underneath the entire city is just water. So depending on just everything, it'll just move and shift the city. And so we constantly have potholes. Our streets are misaligned and uneven and all this other kind of stuff. And yeah, it's the same way where there are streets in New Orleans where potholes have been open and gone unfixed for so long that so much dirt and stuff has grown into the potholes to where there was a tree growing out of a pothole.
Oh my God.
That's how long it had been, you know, it's just it's left there and the city hasn't ever fixed it. But the same with the buildings, like, especially after Hurricane Katrina, there's so many people that evacuated to the city and they left property. Whether it was a property that was they were renting or if it was property that they owned, and they just never came back to it. So a lot of neighborhoods, especially in lower income neighborhoods, they have these houses that sit on these lots and, you know, it's just a boarded up house. They still have like the spray paint on it from when emergency officials were riding through or like boating through the city to try to make sure that there were no people in the houses while the city was flooded. And then on top of that, even if they did like level the house after they evacuated, now it's just an empty lot and it's just, you know, grass up to, you know, up to the sky because nobody's come back in and is taking care of the lot. But on top of that, there are city buildings that sit unoccupied and they're not doing anything with them. There is an old naval base in New Orleans that has been vacant probably for, I would say, a good 10 years now, maybe. Because I know when I enlisted into the military in 2008, I went to that naval base to get, like, my processing to all my medical, like, checkup and dental checkup and all that stuff. They had all of those offices in that Navy base. So I know it was definitely still active somewhere around like 2008, 2010. But now it sits vacant and it's like this huge building that's on this plot of property. It's gated off, but you know, people get in there and they go into the buildings and they do all kind of stuff. But let me see. So somewhere between 2008 and 2012, they stopped using that building because I remember in 2012, we had a hurricane coming through the city and that naval base was sort of a checkpoint for commodity distribution. So some of the National Guard members were giving out like emergency food and water and tarps and stuff. They were giving it out at that naval base. But, you know, we didn't go in or anything because the building was unoccupied. So we were just in the parking lot. So somewhere within that 4 year span, they, you know, stop using. But it's just sitting there. And it's like, you know, it could be repurposed for, you know, anything. But I'm sure, like you said, it was take so much money for them to go in and, you know, make the building up to code and, you know, gut it out or whatever.
That's
it
the is biggest that problem.
Yeah. Or even just to tear it down and to rebuild on that plot of land because the building is right on the river because that's where they used to have like Navy fleet ships come in and it would dock right there next to the building. So it's right on the river. I'm imagining it's like prime real estate being right there on the river.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm pretty sure there's like legal red tape that's preventing people from tearing it down or actually purchasing the land that the base is sitting on. And so it just sits there unoccupied. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years with it.
Yeah, I know. There's this one house that was right around the corner for me that they, I don't know, it's been, it had a fire and, you know, it was destroyed and no one's lived there. And I don't know, as long as I can remember, I don't know when exactly it was. I know it wasn't like, it hasn't been my whole life or anything. We didn't live here my whole life. So I don't know, but definitely the last few years at least. And they just tore it down within the past couple weeks. And they like, you know, leveled it out and everything, and now it's just covered in like straw, I guess, to have the grass regrow and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, man, do you know how tall that grass was like before you tore that house down? Now that the whole thing is gonna be grass, like, you think that's, you know, it's just, and I walk past there with my dog, so
yeah,
that's fun. There's already like three bushes there that I don't know if technically belonged to that house or the house next to it. Because where the bushes are, they're kind of like in between the two houses, but they're right next to the sidewalk. Like legitimately right next to the sidewalk. So they grow out into the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So I have to like shimmy past those just to get by. And that's very annoying. It's not like a huge deal, but it's kind of like, you know, trim the bushes back or like move them back or just get rid of them. But I don't know if it belongs to the empty lot now or the, you know, so technically the city or the house right next door. So I don't know whose actual job it is. And it's, like I said, not the biggest deal in the world, but because I walk my dog pretty much every day, it's just one of those annoyances. Yeah,
something that it's a minor inconvenience for you and probably is just a small select group of people.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably why, you know, it's not not high on the list of priorities of like needs to be taken care of. But, yeah, it took them, I don't know, probably 3 days total to like, cause they had to leave and come back, and I know they didn't come back like every single day, so probably 3 working days in order to like tear it down. And then I know they had left it, like, you could still see, like, the basement was there. And they had, like, a little, you know, one of those, like, orange plastic fence things around it. So, because first they, like, started tearing up the grass. Then they tore down the house. Then they leveled the basement and put the straw there. So, like, it was, like, 3 days. But there was a tree that was right in front of the house. And they tore that down for some reason, too. I don't know if it was, like, in the way. I always wanted to take a picture of it because it was like a, it was kind of cool because the tree would be really pretty and then it was like, you know, the burnt out house behind it. So I was like, that might be a cool picture, like with my Instax camera, and I just never did it. And now they tore down the house and the tree. So, but oh well, again, not that big a deal. It's just something I was like, oh, it'd probably be a good picture. But I just never thought to like take my Instax camera with me until I walked past it. And then I was like, oh, well,
yeah,
maybe another time. But yeah, so it takes them years just to be able to, like, tear these houses down.
Yep.
So, and it's like that all over the, I mean, all over everywhere, really. I was going to say the state, but, and the city, and just the whole of the U.S. at least, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And you would think that, at least I would think that for New Orleans, being a tourist city, that they want to take more care and how the city is presented, you know, for tourism purposes. But I guess, like, we have the main street downtown where all the shops and everything are, Canal Street. And Bourbon Street is right off of Canal Street. Canal Street is always taken care of, you know, and which is understandable because that's where most of your downtown hotels, your our theater, like where I don't want to call it Broadway, but our performance theater where stage plays are. It's on Canal Street. the Superdome where the New Orleans Saints play. It's right off of Canal Street, as well as the arena. So that's your central location of where your tourists are going to congregate. So of course, the street there is fine. But I mean, you take just about any offshoot of Canal Street going in either direction, and you're going to get, you know, all of these jacked up streets, no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, we're going to focus on this one street and make sure that this one's okay. But, you know, the hell with the rest of them.
It's like, my sisters were talking about, like, when we were up north, they're like, we want to do that thing where, like those things that are, like, geocaching or whatever, or, like, where you follow a color. And I was like, up north, there's not really a big enough city. You kind of need, like, a big city to do that. And there's also not many of those around. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know, there's like, you take like two turns and you're suddenly like where people's houses are, not like where all the shopping things are up north and stuff. So it's like, you kind of, you need more like a big city where you can take multiple turns and still be in the city,
right?
Instead of just down people's houses where they probably don't want, you know, randos walking around. So so, yeah, they didn't end up doing it. I was like, you kind of need like a New York or a Chicago or LA, yeah, or something, but I don't know about anywhere else here in Michigan, at least.
Yeah.
Like, even Detroit, like, I haven't been down to Detroit in a long time, actually. In theory, we should be going in February for the concert, but, you know.
Yeah. Who knows? With the way that things are going now, it's going to be a recycle of 2020 just all over again.
It's one of those things where I do want the concert to just event, like, it's just like, please just happen so we can like get it over with and stop pushing it. Like, I want it to happen, you know, but it's like, I'm sick of like, oh, is it gonna get pushed? But also, I don't want it to be in February. I don't want it to be in the winter, because like having to make the trek down there. It is a Saturday, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, if it's bad weather, bad roads, and we'd have to travel down to Detroit, like, you know, so I'd rather it be, like, pushed more, like, at least towards May or later. Originally, it was supposed to be in May, wasn't it? Mm. No, June.
Okay.
Was June, then May, now February. That's what it is. So they just skipped summer and went to winter, and it's like, no, go back to summer. So we'll have to see about that, but, then I'll be, cause I want to go to Yomicon too, which that's enough. At least that one's not till, frick, actually that one's way sooner. It's like, that's not till the fall. The fall is like, so close.
The fall is a month and a half away.
Yeah, so I was like, the fall's not till next year.
Oh no, technically the fall is a month and a couple of days away, because fall starts essentially at the end of September. I forgot how far along in August we were, just that quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Because the Omicron's around Halloween, so for some reason I was thinking Halloween's not till like next year. Like, we already passed Halloween or something? I don't know. But yeah, like, I would I would like to go to Omicron. But that's the same thing. Like, last year it didn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
And this year, so far, I think they're on par to, like, happen. And I know other cons and things are happening right now, but who knows? Because that's still a few months away, so plenty can change.
Right.
So we'll just have to see about that. But also, I don't know if we'll be able to go anyway, because I was like, oh, man, like, we haven't been since 2015. So it's been so long. So I was like, yeah, we're going to go to Yomicon. And my friend, like, this is, I don't know, last year, I think. And she's like, all right, cool. And then I mentioned it recently, and she's like, if you find us a ride. I was like, there is no ride! You are the ride! If you are not the ride, we're not going. I'll be so sad. I think I'll cry.
Yeah.
Like, you are the ride. She doesn't like to drive in, like, big cities or places she's either never been or hasn't been often. You know, understandable. It's like, you know, you don't exactly know what you're doing. And down in Detroit, there's lots of one ways and stuff. So it's like, I get it, but, like, please? No one else is going to take us.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see about that. But then, like I said, it might not even happen anyway, so.
Right.
But I might be able to convince her. Or maybe, like, we can get someone else to go with us or something that will have less driving anxiety than her.
I'll have Here's to hoping. See. But yeah, but speaking of Halloween, I've been seeing a lot of articles lately where, and not even just articles, like stuff on social media about places that are starting to put out Halloween decorations. There was one TikTok that was like, if stores can put out Christmas decorations before Halloween, we can put out Halloween decorations in the middle of August. And I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, I understand this generation's obsession with Halloween is starting to become more influential on, like, the consumer market, because now they're saying, oh, people are actually buying Halloween stuff earlier in the year. Like, we, our generation, the millennials, are now having that, our buying power is becoming influential to, you know, capitalism. Like, okay, well, we see that there's a desire for this stuff, so let's start actually putting it out. And there, I think it was like a headline that I read at a Lowe's or Home Depot or some kind of store. They put out Halloween decorations and they say that all of it was already sold out.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? Michelle said she passed the Spirit Halloween store today. Oh, yeah. You know when the spirits come out, I mean, Halloween season is officially in effect. And then Walmart and PetSmart already have Halloween stuff out. Oh, another thing that I saw. You know Alfredo and Jackie's little corgi, Gabu, right? I was watching Fredo's stream. He was streaming Minecraft, which is unreal. Because he's Alfredo streaming Minecraft. He was trying to get better at it. He said that Jackie took Gabu to, I think, to the vet to do something, or took Gabu to the store to like get like some food or some treats or something for her. And she said that Jackie came back with a Halloween costume for Gabu. She got a little pumpkin. So I think that was one of either two or multiple costumes, because apparently there's going to be a costume change for Gabu at some point during Halloween. So definitely expect to see Gabu as a pumpkin and maybe possibly other things.
That'll be fun. I know, I've seen people on like TikTok who are like, oh yes, Michael's like has their Halloween stuff out, or they got cool stuff, or you know, like whatever. And it's like, yeah, people love. I don't really care one way or the other, because I'm too old to trick or treat and I don't have friends to go party with, so I don't do anything on Halloween. It's just another day for me.
Yeah.
I mean, we have like a little party like at school with the kids and stuff, but like, you know, that's all we do. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't really care one way or the other. But yeah, there's lots of people. Like, I think my cousin really likes it. And she, same thing. She doesn't do anything special. She just likes the Halloween time, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, yeah, people love it. I don't really know why. Because a lot of people, yeah, I don't think they really do much. It's just like, I don't know, just love the aesthetic of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, like fall. Like, I like fall. But yeah, it's just people love Halloween. And then, you know, that's why, because Yomacon's always around Halloween. What day is Halloween on this year? People always just assume it's like a Halloween thing when people are like cosplaying and stuff. Sunday is the actual Halloween day.
Yep.
That's not bad. At least it's still a weekend. I mean, you still gotta like probably have school the next day, but at least it's not like on a school day.
Right.
And then people will probably have Halloween parties that Saturday and stuff.
Pretty sure they will, yeah.
So we'd probably do our little party for our little kids on like Friday, probably.
Yeah, probably that Friday before.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, interesting. I don't know. I don't know what it is with people in Halloween. I just love it.
I don't know. But
I'm one of those people that I don't like Christmas stuff out before Christmas. Like, I feel like after Thanksgiving. I mean, with Halloween, it's kind of different, I guess, because, I don't know, at least it's like, I don't know. I guess it's still pretty early for Halloween, too. Yeah. It just hasn't happened as much. Probably in the next few years, I'll be like, Halloween happens too early and Christmas happens too early. But since this is kind of like the first time that Halloween's happening so early, or like people are putting out Halloween stuff so early, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of is like, oh, okay, I guess. Before Labor Day, there should be no Halloween stuff.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's how it should be. Like the holidays should be sort of a benchmark for when it's the next, like, after Labor Day, then, yeah, cool. It can be Halloween season, you know? And then after Halloween, because I know Thanksgiving isn't as much of a marketable holiday for decorations as Christmas. So I sort of understand the reasoning behind having Christmas decorations out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I think
at least if it's still in that, like, I guess the, like, November is still not as bad. But a lot of times it is, like,
before Halloween sometimes that they'll start putting Christmas decorations out. It's like, or it's like as soon as Halloween's over, it's like Halloween, boom, Christmas. And it's like,
I know, like, okay. That's why nowadays it's ridiculous when you got, like, Black Friday deals or whatever, and it's like, on Thanksgiving, on Thursday at 6 p.m. And it's like, that's dinner time. That's Thanksgiving dinner time.
Exactly.
That's like these poor people. Like, you already rip them, you know, like, they probably can't stay with their families, like, too long because they got, like, you know, before when it'd be, like, right at midnight, you know, you got deals for Black Friday.
Right.
But nowadays, it's like they don't get Thanksgiving at all because they got to be at the store because the store, the deals start, like, 6 p.m., 5 p.m. on, like, Thursday. And it's like, that's where it starts to get ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, we're making it early and earlier. It's not Black Friday anymore. Now it's Black Thursday. Then it's going to be Black Wednesday.
Right. So, like, and it'll just be the entire Black week. Black Friday deal starting on Monday. It was like, well, that defeats the purpose of Black Friday.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I don't know why they started going earlier and earlier. They just keep it on Friday, and then you got the whole weekend, and then you got Cyber Monday. Like, that.
Right.
Why not? That works out well.
It's, you know, it's a money grab. It's all about making more money.
I know. I just hate it.
But aside from these very adult conversations we're having about infrastructure and capitalism, so I have a question for this is the store that opened on Thursday. I hated working at. Trust me, I understand. I've had to do my fair share of it. but yeah, I have a question for you. So. I want to know, what are some of your favorite band names? Not necessarily the names of your favorite bands, but just your favorite names of bands. So, like, if you ever heard of a band and you're like, oh, that's a pretty cool name for that band. You're like, you may never have listened to any of that band's music, but you just thought that it was a cool name for a band.
I don't know if I really know any bands, I'll be honest. I could go through K-pop and look through those.
They have some pretty interesting and distinct names. I know some of them are very confusing, because what was that? The name of the group was...
Oh, 17?
Yes, I was about to say 13.
Well, they have 13 members.
That's the mix-up. I knew it had something to do with 13, but I was like, it's either that the band's name is 13 and they don't have 13 members, or the band's name is something else and they have 13 members.
Because originally when they were, like, in training, they did have 17 members, I think. And then they ended up, like, they only ended up debuting with 13 members. And so the way that they did it was there was, like, so they're kind of divvied up in, like, three groups. There's, like... What is it? It's like dancers, rappers, and singers, I think.
Okay.
And so because of that, so you got 13 plus the three groups, plus they're all one together. So it adds up to 17.
Gotcha.
It's stupid, but that's ridiculous, the way they're like, okay. It works out, but we can still call it 17.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. So yeah, that one's confusing and stupid.
Because I thought of this question and I had a band name and I forgot it. It's just as worse as it's just as bad as me forgetting my topic. I forgot my answer for my topic. But no, just thinking about it now, there was a period of time in the 2000s where I guess it was ska music. Excuse me. There it is. Oh,
you finally got it.
Almost an hour into recording, Sneeze finally came out. But like there was like a big band resurgence. Well, not a resurgence, but just like a big band movement for music. And there was this one band called the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. That I didn't like really get into their music, but I thought the name was pretty cool. Alien Ant Farm. That's the one I was thinking of.
I've heard of that one.
And it's just like I know that there are interviews out there where people ask them, "Oh, how'd you come up with the name and everything?" And I don't know. It's just I prefer to leave it as a mystery. Like I wonder, like, how did you come up with Alien Ant Farm? Like, what was the motivation behind that name? But I think I would just rather not satisfy, like, for once in my life, not satisfy my own curiosity and just leave it as a mystery, just because it's an interesting name, and I feel like the assumptions that I create in my own brain about why they came up with the name are far greater than the actual reasoning behind it. So if I do find out the actual reasoning, it'll be like so disappointing. It's like, oh, we had some, you know, we threw some words into like an adjective scrambler or something, and we just picked up, you know, three words. Like, we knew we wanted it to be three words, and it's like, oh, well, it's these three. And then the marketing just came after the name. And I was like, you know, it's not that exciting of a backstory. It's like, oh, I wish I would have never known that.
Yeah. Yeah, some of these names, as I'm going through them, I'm like, God, you know, these are kind of stupid. Well, especially anyone that has a number, because a lot of times the number relates to how many members they have, but then when a member leaves, like Day 6, they started off with 6 members, but then they lost one after their first mini album, like their debut album, because he was like dating someone and they're like, you know, it's like against their contract. So they're like, break up with her, leave the group. And he was like, I'm leaving the group. So they very early on became only 5, but they're still called like Day 6. But like, I kind of like Aespa. It's AESPA. I don't know why I like it. Just kind of like the way it looks. And then this one isn't a K-pop one, but it's called Almost Monday. I don't know why. I kind of like that one.
Almost Monday. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm still scrolling through to look at some more. Somewhat like BAP. I love BAP. I think their name stands for Best Absolute Perfect.
Okay.
What? And then...
I'm sure something is lost in translation there.
Well, because they're an older one, too. They're disbanded. Which is sad, because I love their music. AB6, because I think they have... But it's like A, B, and then the number 6, and then IX, but it's called AB6. And I think it's because they have 6 members, and I think they all have, like, type AB blood or something.
Okay, that's a wild commonality, but all right, I think
that's what it is, or maybe, like, I don't know, I'd have to, it's something like that, it's something to do with their blood types, that's why they're, like, AB6.
It confused me for a second, because you say AB6, and you say it's AB, and then the number 6, and then IX, and just for a brief second, in my mind, I was like, IX, that's 9 for a Roman numeral, why? And I was like, 6, like S-I-X. Like, oh, okay. That was another time where my brain just kind of lagged. And I had a thought, and then I cleared it out in my head before I opened my mouth and said anything.
No, stop it. Just try to scroll. And then some of them, I have so many songs by the same group, so I'm trying to, like, let's see. Who else do we have here? Some of them are just, like, God, are just stupid. I like Red Velvet. I like that name. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Then you've got like Twice. Why are they called that? I don't know. Why does their logo look like the Walgreens logo? I don't know.
Another one I like is an old group. I don't think they make music anymore, but I'm you probably heard of it. But Chumbawamba. I always thought that was a nice name for a group. Again, like, I'm sure there's some backstory behind it, but I prefer to not know what it is, because I just like Chumbawamba. It just sounds like a fun sound to say.
It does. Let's see. I also got a Itzy. I don't know. It's just another one that I like.
Itzy's cute.
I don't really have reasons for liking these. Sometimes it's just the way that they sound to me.
Yeah, it is, like, you know, yeah, it's just there's no reason behind it. And, like, for me, like, I've heard of the group and may have heard a song or two from them, but it just never really got to the music. Just thought that the name of the group just sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll just keep scrolling until I find some more. The NCT ones are so many.
But, and then now thinking of the ones that I like, I'm starting to think of some ones that I don't like.
I passed some of those.
the big boy band explosion of the early 2000s, where you know, it was all these, you know, groups of 3, 4, or 5. With the pop music and the dance choreography and all this other kind of stuff. One of the ones that I was never a fan of was LFO. And LFO stood for Light Funky One. I'm like, that's a horrible name for a group.
It is. Oops, dropped my paper up there. I think so.
It was just awful. But yeah, there was, you know, of course there was NSYNC, there was Backstreet Boys. I never really liked the reasoning behind the name of NSYNC, like the last letter of the first names of all the members, because it always confused me when it got to Lance, because it was the N for Justin, the Y for Joey, the N for Justin, the S for Chris, the Y for Joey, and then there was the other N was supposed to be for Lance for some reason, and then the C for JC. And I saw so many different reasonings behind the N for Lance. It was like, oh, because Lance isn't his real first name, or his name is Lanston, and they just call him Lance. And I was like, you couldn't have just come up with, like, a name for the group that didn't have to do anything with their names? I was like, because what if, you know, like, with all, you know, these groups, what if one of the members left the group? You still call him NSYNC, you know, even though. And then another thing was, because Lance wasn't one of their original members, it was actually because of somebody else. And then Lance came in. And so that second N was for that other member that was in the group. And I was like, it seems kind of crazy. But yeah, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, Old Town, LFO. What are some other boy band groups? I know there are a lot of them that I can't even think of right now, but yeah, it was ridiculous.
I've also got, like, that guy Noah Wari. I like, cause their name translates to end of the world. I like that one.
Okay.
They're a Japanese band. They're like my favorite Japanese band.
Gotcha.
But some that I don't like. Super Junior?
Oh, no. I was thinking somebody else. I was like, oh, I know Super Junior. No, I don't know Super Junior. I was thinking of Junior Senior.
Oh, no. Super Junior is still a K-pop group.
Gotcha.
They're still around. They're, like, old. Then there's Teen Top. Some of these especially where it's, like Bangtan's originally, like, BTS stood for Bangtan Sonyeondan, which was, in English, it was translated to Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Which is now, still a pretty cool name. I mean,
it's one of those things where it's like, they're, you know, they're young when they debut, and it's like, yeah, but if they're still going to be here, eventually they'll be adults. It's like Teen Top. By the time they disbanded, you know, they're all adults.
Right.
Like, they're not teens anymore.
And I was just about to say that, given the American, like, I don't think they would have been as big as they are now if that was still their name for English translation, because I just don't think that would go that far in the U.S. Because of the different Boy Scout scandals that they've had over the years, and just
that's why they're just like, you know what? Once they started to kind of do more things here in the U.S., they're like, BTS now stands for Beyond the Scene. It's like, okay. There's this one guy, this one rapper. His name, I think it's just a dude. I don't think it's a group. His name is Verbal Jint.
Verbal Jint.
Like, I have no idea.
Gentleman?
Like J-I-N-T. Verbal Jint.
Okay.
It's two words, like verbal and then jint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Could not tell you. There are some that it's like, not entirely sure how to pronounce, because I was like, oh, it's like this. Some people are like, it's not. It's like, what? Or sometimes my friend and I just pronounce it a certain way just because it's funny. Like, instead of BAP, we usually just say BAP. Or instead of B2B, we say BTOB. That's just us being stupid, though. Like, we know. But then there's one where it's like, it's the number 2, and then the letters N-E, and then the number 1. So we always pronounced it as to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Is that not what it is?
People, I don't know if it's that, or some people just say 21.
No. What?
I thought it was to anyone.
No.
To anyone. I think they say that in their song. They're pretty sure it's 21. People are like, 21. Well, I was like, what?
20. If it actually is 21, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. Too, so I don't know. And then you got like Girls' Generation. Like, that's not a very good one either. Sistar. I'm just scrolling through all these. Let's see. Dead Alex is fun. That's a good name. That's just some chick, I think. Royal Pirates. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of, like, you were saying it's just some chick. I know that there was a period of time where just single individual artists were coming out with these different abstract names. Like, I think Death Cab for Cutie was...
Oh, I've heard of that one. That was one of my cousin's favorite bands growing up.
Yeah. Then there was another one, Dashboard Confessional, was just one guy.
Yeah, like Owl City and like...
Yeah, Owl City was just one guy. I remember when I first heard his song, well, yeah, Fireflies, I was like, oh, okay, I like this group. And then somebody told me, like, it's just a guy. I'm like, why does he call himself Owl City?
I don't know, why not? Makes me think it's a group.
Yeah.
Here's another one I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce. It's like, it's N-U... And then, like, an apostrophe, and then EST. And I've always pronounced it as newest.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
I forget how people say it's pronounced. It's, like, New East or something? I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on if it stands for something or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does. They're another one of those groups that are older, so I'm not, like...
You don't really look into it.
About them. Yeah. It's just some songs that I know. Some I know they stand for something, like G-Idol.
Mm-hmm.
It stands for, in Korean, it's Yoja Chingu, that's G-Friend, Yoja Chingu, because that one, it means girlfriend. So they're literally called G-Friend, and then in Korean, it's Yoja Chingu, because it's girlfriend. And then okay. G-Idol is Yoja Idol, I think, which is just girl idol. So it's like very creative. Good job. Lucas is fun. It's L-U-K-U-S. I think they had one song and then that was it.
Oh wow.
But it was like Luke, like it's supposed to be like look us. It's like what it's supposed to like stand for. It's okay, that names are fun.
Look us.
And then some are just not. Card might stand for something, K-A-R-D. I don't know. Black Pink, it's just two colors.
Yeah.
Big Bang. Infinite. Infinite's not bad.
No, Infinite is actually a pretty cool name.
Like Imagine Dragons. I do like that name.
Yeah.
4 minutes, just a... I don't know, that one's not bad either. It's like when... I don't know. High 420. It's a a fun one. I don't know if they have like they have. They only have one song I know of, and I don't know if it's like I don't know. It's like two. It's called a hookah. It's two dudes, I think, and then it also has Hwasa in it. Hwasa's from Mamamoo, which is a fun one to say. Just Mamamoo. Girls' Day. Yeah, you get some basic ones.
Yeah.
I guess there's not a ton that I like. I guess most of them, it's just kind of I don't care too much either way. Mm-hmm. And then some, yeah, it just feels like, I don't know, weird or bad. And then some, it's like, I don't know, I kind of just like the sound of that. There's not really... A lot of times I just don't really focus on the name.
Yeah.
Because I don't think about it. But once you asked, I was like, oh, God. I have to think about it. But yeah, some of them, yeah, if you think too hard about them, it's like, that's actually stupid. I think about it sometimes with, like, even their stage names of various idols and stuff. Like, Juhan, he's in Monsta X. It used to be Juhan. That was his stage name. Well, it's his real name, too, I think. But it was also, like, that was his stage name. And then he changed it to Juhoney because, I don't know, I guess he was, like, because he's a rapper, I don't know, and kids were scared of him, or he likes kids, and I don't know, something about, I don't know, but he changed to Jew Honey, and that's just stupid, and I like Jew Honey a lot, but, or like, in Bangtan, Namjoon's stage name used to be Rap Monster.
Okay.
And now it's just RM, and then if you ask him what RM stands for, he says Real Me, because... He too was embarrassed by Rap Monster because he was like 16 when he came up with it. So it's like, this is cool. And then as you get older, he's like,
this is kind of dumb. at least they grew out of it, you know, because I would hate for them to be in their 20s and still want to go by Rap Monster.
Yeah, there is a few of them like that end up changing. And some of them, it's not their choice, you know, or most of them, I think it's not their choice, but Don Milani, I think, you know, they probably have, if they're doing well, they could probably change their names.
Right.
Like from GOT7, there was one member whose name was Junior, and then he ended up changing it to Jin Young, which is his real name.
Okay.
I think he went by Junior. He was under the company JYP, and I think, because his name technically also was like Park Jin Young. So it was like JYP as well. So instead of just calling him, I don't know. So they're like Junior, but he's like, no, I don't like that anymore. I'm an adult now.
Right.
I don't want to be called Junior. but yeah. I don't know. Just one of those things.
Yeah.
I don't really know normal band names. all right. I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friend got her tattoo today.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, obviously I want some tattoos or whatever.
Right.
And I know you have some. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering if you have any plans for future ones, and if so, what are they?
Yeah, for sure. One of the ones that I'm going to get is an Avengers tattoo. It's potentially, Michelle and I have been talking about it because we're planning on getting matching tattoos. You just put in some emotes. but it's just going to be like a lineup of Avengers logos. So like an Iron Man helmet, Mjolnir for Thor, like a fist for Hulk, Black Panther, either the Black Panther helmet or Black Panther necklace. Some sort of way we're going to incorporate... just like different Avengers into a tattoo. And so we're figuring that one out. So that'll probably be the next one that I get. And at some point I just want to, because I have like a lot of like Chinese mythology on my left arm. So I have a dragon on my forearm. I have twin dragons on my bicep, and then on my shoulder, and I'm showing the camera on the stream, I have a yin yang tattoo on my shoulder here. And I just want to try to turn that into like possibly a full sleeve. So to maybe keep in with the theme of the dragons and the Chinese mythology and all that stuff, and just try to develop that into something. I don't know exactly what all I want. I just know that I have a lot of blank space to fill on his arm, so it'll definitely be an undertaking, but I don't know. At some point, I'll get somebody who's a lot more talented than me to maybe come up with some kind of ideas and draw some stuff out to see what I can do with that. But those are like the ones that I have an idea for now. Outside of that, I know that I'll probably want more. Just haven't gotten to exactly what I want yet.
For sure, the one that, when I do end up going to get one, the one I for sure want, the only one I haven't even vaguely planned out, is that one from Bungo Stray Dogs that I just wanted to say, like, to the Stray Dogs. And then I was debating about, because I definitely wanted that first, and then because I haven't gotten a tattoo and I don't know what it feels like, I just wanted to start off with that. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was thinking about maybe, like, there's different times in Bungo Stray Dogs where they do, like, toast, and they say, actually, like, to the Stray Dogs. And they have, like, it's very specific glasses that they do it with, because at one time it's when, at the beginning of season two, and they do it with, I don't know what the exact alcohol is, but, like, I know what the glass looks like, and it's got, like, specifically, like, an ice ball, like, it's, like, a big ball of ice in it. Mm-hmm. So it's got a very specific look. And then at the end of season three, they just clink. It's like some champagne glasses. So I was debating on getting like either one of those two types of glasses clinking, or one of each, or both, one above, one below, or I don't know, but that would be like a later thing. Cause like I said, I don't want to do that right off the bat because I'd be sitting there longer and I just don't know. You know, I want to start off with just a simple one.
Right.
And then go from there. And then because I don't know exactly what glasses I would want or where, then I'll just hold that off. Eventually, I want some Zelda things because I love the Zelda series, and I have for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But those I just can never, like, come up with specifics for. Like, you know, the Triforce or, like, the spiritual stones or whatever that are in, like, Ocarina of Time or... Actually, the doors in Twilight Princess, they have some cool designs. Okay. But, like, those, I just haven't come up with anything specific yet. Same for Bangtan, maybe Bangtan something, like, the tour logos for the tours that we've been to, or, like, there's, some people have gotten, like, certain song titles, like, there's a song called, like, 0 o'clock, and so people have gotten that, or, like, something to do with, like, Magic Shop, or... you know, like, my friend talked about doing, like, the logo for the HYYH series, because that's, like, her favorite, like, set of albums and everything. So, again, I haven't thought too much into it. I just kind of look at what other people's, and I'm like, oh, that might be a good idea, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'll just have to think about it more.
Yeah.
Probably something to do with cats, or multiple, you know, cat things or something. I love cats.
Yeah.
Probably an amethyst at some point because it's my birthstone. Ooh. And I really like amethyst. And then, lilacs because lilacs are my favorite flower. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nothing too specific besides the, to the Stray Dogs one currently. And then probably down the line, say it like my friend, she just got, it's a manga panel of Levi from Attack on Titan. It's like one of the final, if not the final, manga panel or something of Levi, or maybe of the whole series. I don't know. Like, I send it to you when we're done. But I think on that arm, she said she wanted to have it just be like, maybe anime ones, or something. And I was like, oh, that might be a good idea of like just various like anime or video games or things that I'm into.
Yeah.
Like over time. So, even if I get, like, the To the Stray Dogs one, eventually maybe I'll get some other ones of whatever. Although, like, maybe eventually, like, some sort of BNHA one or something. I haven't thought of anything for BNHA either.
Yeah.
But that's another one that I'm, like, really into, you know? So, and then it's one of those things of, like, I don't really care if down the line if I'm not into that show anymore. Because I still think about, like, the shows that I used to watch that I'm just not really into anymore. I still think of it fondly.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be okay if, as long as I didn't get anything, like, too embarrassing. But I don't know what,
right,
would be embarrassing. I don't know.
It still meant something to you at some point, exactly, during your life.
So that's why I think it would be fine if any of these kind of things, like Bangtan or anything that's, like, at one point, for a number of years or whatever, that meant a lot to me, so right. I don't feel bad or feel like I'll be embarrassed or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, it's this, like, whatever. Now that I'm old enough to, like, you know, I'm not high school age, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
And, if you really want to, you can either get it removed or you can get it covered up if it's something that you really don't like or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those are, that's my problem is I never come up with specifics. That's why, especially once I was like, all right, I've got this one. So, my hardest thing was I wanted it in the font of the, like, of the Bungo Stray Dogs logo.
Okay.
But there is no, what letter is it? One of these letters is not in Bungo Stray Dogs. I think it's the H. H. And for the life of me, you have no idea how long I've tried to figure out what that font is.
Yeah.
And I just can't. So either I, like, my options were either pick a different font or hope that the person, either I can find something that's close to it that kind of fits the font,
mm-hmm.
or that the person that I'm getting the tattoo from can get something, like, design a little H or something that would match the kind of font.
Yeah, kind of artistically recreate the font for the H to fit.
Yeah, exactly. So I was going to go with a different font, which was kind of more like a typewriter font. I didn't, that was what I ended up deciding, but then now that I'm second guessing it, is I just don't know how well that'd translate to a tattoo having, like, a typewriter font. I don't know if it'd really look good. So now I'm back in my original position of, great, now I need a font. So, yeah. I did find some that looked similar to the Bungo Stray Dogs font. Yeah, I was just like, I had to write out, like, I had to save a picture of the font, and then I had, like, on Google Docs, I was just downloading different fonts and, like, writing out to the Stray Dogs, trying to match up the letters and see what looked best. And I was like, okay, these two right here look like they might be good. So I was like, maybe the H from this, and then you'd have to bold it. Like, I was, man, I put a lot of work into this one. And I still have nothing to show for it, so. Oh, and I've tried to even look up, like, just on Google, like, Bungo Stray Dogs tattoos to see if I could even, if anyone got this one, like, to the Stray Dogs, because that's a very common phrase that people talk about when it comes to the show.
Excuse me, yeah.
And, or, like, anything else. And they, like, don't exist. I can't find them anywhere. So I don't know if nobody just posts them online or nobody has Bungo Stray Dogs tattoos. But I can never find any. It's such, like, I have such a hard time. So I don't know. I've very much struggled with this one. So I don't know. Eventually I'll get it and I will be able to show you. But it's just one of those things, if I just have to struggle with it some more because, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I think eventually, I forgot, there was something on TikTok or whatever that was one of those things of, like, this is your sign to get, like, fruit tattoos with your friends. I was like, oh, that's actually a good idea, because my cousin already has a strawberry.
Oh.
And so told my friend, I was like, oh, you should get a peach, and then, like, I'll get cherries, and then we can all be fruit. So eventually that too, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something simple too.
Exactly. But that's all my ideas right now, and they're pretty vague ideas. The cherry is probably the easiest one. The cherry and, like, any sort of cat design, because I'm sure there's plenty of those to look through.
Yeah, there are plenty of cat tattoos.
Exactly. But yeah, I don't think I want anything too complicated. That's why I parted the whole thing with, like, the glasses, because I know sometimes they just don't look good if they're, like, too small, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'll just have to put more work into getting more specific so I can actually, like, get tattoos like I want because I'm way behind everyone I know.
Nah, you're not behind. It's never too late to get a tattoo. My my aunt is in her 50s, and we were why did we get together? I'm trying to, because I just know, because I saw her a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember what we were over there for. Oh, it's for my uncle's birthday. That's why we were over, and we all got together. But yeah, she was talking about just getting tattoos, talking about the next tattoo that she wanted to get. And I was actually on the phone with her earlier this week, and she was talking about she's overdue for getting another tattoo. And I mean, you know, as long as you still enjoy it, you can get them at any point in time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why, like, I don't know. I just want them. I have plenty of ideas. I just need to get more specific. Yeah. That's part of the reason why the artist that my friend went to, you know, she was looking everywhere to try and find someone to be able to do one. Hello! That could do, like, anime kind of style, because she wanted that manga panel. Right. So she was going through like tons of artists before she finally found the one that she settled on, and that's the one who she got it from today. And so she sent me her Instagram so I could look through, and I was like, you know what, I like her style too, because like I said, eventually I want some of these other things, and I liked the way, because she drew crystals and flowers and stuff, and I was like, I like that, because those are eventually some things that I want. So that's why I did want to go to her specifically for my To the Stray Dogs tattoo, even though that one could pretty much be done by anyone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But in order to, like, meet the artist and then kind of, you know, have a relationship, because down the line, I do want to go to her for things that I did like in her style.
Right.
So that was the whole reason of, like, you know what? I like her too, so this way I could start to get to know her, because, you know, then I can start having her, you know, for other things. But yeah, we'll see eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I would definitely be looking forward to seeing those once you get them. But if any of our listeners have tattoo ideas or something that they've been planning to get or something that they've gotten recently and you want to share those with us, please feel free. You can send those to us by reaching out to us on social media. You can find us our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can send us a message, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and it's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways you want to tell us about a tattoo, or on Facebook or Twitter you want to send us a picture of it, that would be more than welcome. We love seeing other people's tattoos and just kind of the ideas and the stories that went behind them. But if you want to forego social media, you can still get in touch with us. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. They are probably going to have us listed there. So if you do want to keep up with the show and follow us whenever we have a new episode released on Tuesdays, you can follow us on one of those podcast streaming services. If you want to interact with us live, again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are live on Twitch every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/TJSpider. But if you do use one of those podcast streaming services to listen to the show on the audio format, we ask if you can use one of those streaming services and leave us a rating or leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcast charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see our show on that list based on how many ratings we've received. But the reviews help us because it lets us know exactly how you feel about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, the things you want to hear more of or you want to hear less of. Let us know in those reviews, and then we'll be able to take that back and rework some of the stuff and be able to bring a better quality show to you. If you don't want to use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a laptop, PC, phone, or a tablet. You just scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as links to everything else that I just mentioned.
I've got your problem now where I feel a sneeze, but it's not happening.
I think I've sneezed. I sneezed like maybe two or three times after that loud one. I just kind of tried to hold them in so it wouldn't be too disruptive. But yeah, it's worse. My nose has been bothering me like all episode. It's just, ugh.
See, kind of been on and off bothering me because, like, today I've been pretty okay. Mm-hmm. Like, last few days, it was bothering me like crazy. Like, my nose is constantly running and I kept sneezing and, you know, having to blow my nose and stuff. And then, like, today it's okay. I think I had to blow my nose, like, once. It's just gonna get worse. Now the fall's coming on, it's just gonna keep getting worse. I was like, probably doesn't help with, like, this morning my friend messaged me and she's like, you know, I went outside and it was like foggy. And she's like, weird, because like the sun's out and stuff. And then she's like, right, probably all the fires that are going on.
Yeah.
So that stuff probably doesn't help either.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, it does make the sun pretty red over here. There was a day, it was right before we went to Chicago, where we were going to the store or something, and it was like the sun looked really cool because it was like really red. I was like, I know that means it's bad, but God, it looks cool. But yeah, so I'm sure that doesn't help. And then plus,
yeah,
with the way the weather's been, you know, the weird lots of storms and stuff. And fun times.
Yep. Just a whole bunch of awful.
Exactly. But
we'll
get through it.
Yeah, we will. But to all of our listeners, to all of our viewers here on Twitch, we thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.